During the presidential primaries of 1968, some of the most heated debates were not between the candidates themselves, but between a pair of writers. On this week's Culture Desk, commercial appeal film critic John Bifus looks at the new documentary, Best of Enemies.
When Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump recently dismissed the antagonism of Fox News host Megyn Kelly as more hormonal than political, words as well as logic failed him. Words never failed conservative commentator William F. Buckley or left-wing author Gore Vidal. The men were hired by ABC to give opposing viewpoints during the 1968 Republican and Democratic presidential primaries, and their clash was a ratings bonanza.
I don't think it's right to present Mr. Gore Vidal as a political commentator of any consequence.
Well, as usual, Mr. Buckley, he's always to the right, I think, and almost always in the wrong.
Best of Enemies, by Memphis filmmaker Robert Gordon and collaborator Morgan Neville, examines the legacy of the Buckley-Vidal debates. Some other Memphians involved in the project include consulting producer Tom Graves, editor Eileen Meyer, composer Jonathan Kirksey, and artist Tom Foster. Currently playing at the Malco Ridgeway, this cunningly assembled documentary hums, flows, and never fails to entertain, even as it suggests that the Buckley-Vidal exchange was the unfortunate origin point of today's culture war. The film likely overrates the pair's influence on the evolution of modern media, but it accurately identifies the debates as forecasting an appetite for partisan bickering that is now fed around the clock on cable television. Buckley and Vidal were similarly grandiose characters, yet ideological opposites who saw each other as the evil side of the same coin. Their skirmishes make for a movie that is accessible and, yes, fun. I'm John Bifus for The Commercial Appeal.